248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The death toll is up to 55 after devastating wildfires roared through western Maui and Hawaii. Governor Josh Green.
What we saw was likely the largest natural disaster in Hawaii state history.
It will take billions to rebuild. CBS's Jessica Cartolia has more from Maui.
Maui County officials are urging residents to stay away, with multiple smaller fires still burning in West Maui and many communities without power and water.
It's still very, very hazardous in the burn areas. Things are falling every minute around us.
Yesterday, President Biden approved a disaster declaration for Hawaii, clearing the way for federal assistance.
A hearing will be held later this morning in former President Donald Trump's case involving his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
The hearing will delve into the rules for the handling of evidence or discovery in the case. Special Counsel Jack Smith is seeking the order, even as former President Trump has lashed out publicly about the charges against him. And he's called any restrictions on what he can or cannot say a violation of his First Amendment rights. Just one day after he was arraigned in the January 6th case, Trump posted on his social media platform what seemed to be a threat to anyone, he said, who comes after him. The former president will not be in court for the hearing. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Iran has released five imprisoned U.S. citizens to house arrest as the country waits for billions of funds to be unfrozen. The deal also includes the release of several jailed Iranians. Russell Lucas is a professor of international relations at Michigan State University.
This diplomacy hopefully will bring a less likelihood of conflict with Iran. And I think Iran's not interested in having, you know, conflicts kind of boil over.
The teen suspected of stabbing dancer O'Shea Sibley to death in New York City is charged with a hate crime. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
The defendant, because it's elevated as a hate crime, murder two, faces a minimum of 20 years jail and a maximum of 25 years in jail to life.
Negotiations are set to resume today between the Writers Guild and major studios and streaming services. Actor Brad Garrett, known for his role on Everyone Loves Raymond, was on the picket line as part of the Actors Union strike in Los Angeles.
Let's do it all at once. Let's piggyback. Let's all go in. Let's get this industry back. We can't do without the writers. They can't do without the actors.
The Writers Guild went on strike more than 100 days ago. SAG-AFTRA has been striking since last month. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Never! The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil.
As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 81, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 58. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 81, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 58. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. And MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home.